ABC Radio Australia.
Now, all eyes, as far as rugby league is concerned in Papua New Guinea, will be on the domestic competition tomorrow as the Digicel Cup finals get underway. Four clubs will square off in two elimination clashes, while the top two teams will have the weekend off before joining in next week to fight for a spot against this weekend's winners for a place in the decider. And as Kyle Evans reports, PNG's Prime Minister's 13 selectors will no doubt be paying close attention.
A premiership will be within reach for PNG's top rugby league clubs when the Digicel Cup finals kick off tomorrow. But with the Rugby League World Cup just over a month away, Mendy Maruk's head coach Roderick Puname says this year's grand final will also be a platform for national selection.
Given that if we get to the grand final, that's the place you want your players to be. Basically, even playing in the World Cup, but just being part of that World Cup squad would be great for some of these boys. So. Like, that's what we tell them all year. It's not just playing for our club and then going back home and all that. You just go look at further your rugby league career and all that. And, like, what we tell them is, like, the World Cup is the door for opportunities going outside. That's the place where you expose yourself to the rest of the world. So, like, it's a personal sort of achievement for the players. So that's what we tell them to work towards, like.
The Maruks are in the driver's seat to claim their first premiership in more than a decade, having finished atop the competition ladder. They will get a well-earned break this weekend before playing off for a spot in the decider in a fortnight's time.
It's 14 years from the last grand final win, and actually the last time we went to a grand final was in 2012, so that's like 10 years ago. But winning a premiership, it's 14 years ago. For me personally, it's quite special because I was part of the team that played the last grand final in 2012 and actually winning the last grand final in 2008. So I was a player back then, so... Hopefully I can take the team to another grand final now after 14 years.
This year's Cup carries extra weight for the six finals-bound teams after a difficult year off the field. Francis Ray, who coaches the second-place Rubal Gurriers, says violence fueled by the national election left some of his players rattled.
We went for 2 weeks break during the elections, and then some of our games were rescheduled because of the elections. Most of the boys here, they, especially the boys in Eastern Britain, they are not used to the aggression and or the style of, especially the people up in islands. Like, I come from the islands, so we are used to, you know, a lot of problems and all that. But you know, it's a good challenge for the boys as well. Going out and playing in an atmosphere where it's really hard and tough, really, like, it's bringing, giving them confidence to, you know, play in the final. So
the final series will mark the first for Ray, who was appointed to the top job with the Gurriers at the start of the season.
The Snake Tigers, they had the premiers last year, and they are also in the top four. Then you look at Hello Wickman and Mendy Maruks, they've been the form teams. Likewise, the Gurriers, so it's going to be a close battle between these four teams. So we're taking it one game at a time, so we're looking forward to the next week game and then hopefully all the way to the grand final.
In the build-up to the finals, Digicel Cup officials have been calling for more local players to be included in the Kumul squad to provide stronger support for the national competition, but their prospects look slim. The Kumul's head coach, Stanley Tepend, was previously in charge at Lae, and he knows it's tough for the locals to earn spots ahead of those playing in higher-profile leagues overseas. He says Digicel Cup players will feature for the PNG Prime Minister's 13 against the Australians at the end of the month, but they're unlikely to make the cut for the World Cup.
What we have is we've got the PN's 13 in September 25th in Brisbane, so we're just looking at probably playing a couple of Digicel Cup players in that game rather than the actual World Cup. We'll use that as a trial before we travel to the World Cup. And we've got a lot of talent. It's just, for me, it can be a bit difficult because there's so many good players and I can only pick certain numbers. So it's good that the finals start this weekend because most of the players that I picked that will be in the PM setting will come from the top two, top four teams. So it gives them something to play for, a reward at the back of a tough year that they've had. And like I said, you know, we've got a squad of 24 that we'll bring to the World Cup. So if there's an absolute superstar in the making that may benefit from a six-week camp in England, then we'll go with that. But otherwise, the Prime Minister's 13 will be the only game that I think the Digicel Cup players will be available for or will be picked for.
PNG Kumul's coach Stanley Tepend and the reporter there, Kyle Evans.